A Jewish Journal article. Aft Head says she's troubled by aspects of San Diego chapter's anti-Israel resolution. American Federation of Teachers, AFT, President Randy Weingarten told the Times of San Diego that she's troubled by some of the passages the San Diego affiliate's passage of an anti-Israel resolution. On September 6, the AFT Guild Local 1391 union representing San Diego and Grossman Cuyamaca Community College District teachers passed a resolution condemning the forced removal of Palestinian residents in West Jerusalem, the bombing of civilian areas in the besieged Gaza Strip, and the continued human rights violations committed by the Israeli government during its 73-year occupation of this land. "I'm troubled by aspects of this resolution, which I have already conveyed to the local leadership, including its refusal to acknowledge the right of Israel to exist or to defend itself," Weingarten told the Times of San Diego. The National Union advocates for the right to self-determination and justice for both Israelis and Palestinians, two states for two peoples. This resolution falls far short of that commitment. Jewish groups have also criticized the resolution. Anti-Defamation League San Diego released a statement on September 13 calling the resolution problematic and based on biased assumptions with an extremely one-sided view, and warned that it could cause Jewish and non-Jewish students and staff who are supportive of the State of Israel, and for whom a connection to Israel is part of their Jewish identity, to feel isolated and may lead to a negative impact on school campus climate. "We fear that when people demonize Israel, denigrate its government, negate its fundamental legitimacy, and hold it to double standards, it can be anti-Semitic and can spawn anti-Jewish violence, as we saw happen in recent weeks, including on the streets of Southern California. In May, members of a Palestinian caravan assaulted multiple patrons in front of the Sushi Fumi restaurant in the Beverly Grove area after asking them if they were Jewish." Stop Anti-Semitism criticized the part of the resolution accusing Israel's advanced weaponry and indiscriminate bombing of killing a disproportionate amount of Palestinians. "Billions in Palestinian aid go to terror tunnels versus sheltering, safety of their own people," the watchdog group tweeted, asking how that is Israel's fault. "Stand with us." The Simon Wiesenthal Center and the American Jewish Committee have all also criticized the union over the resolution. The union did not respond to the journal's September 13 request for comment. The Times of San Diego reported that the union declined to comment on their inquiries.